Well, here I am in Exeter, strolling around my very nice hotel room. I'm at the Southgate Hotel, and got a bath. It's always nice to have a bath. I'm looking forward to the Like Minds conference, which is on tomorrow. If you just follow the hashtag, #LikeMinds, I'm sure you'll see all the conversation and all the content flying out there. Now, as a geek, there's a certain protocol I go through as soon as I enter the hotel room, from checking the plug sockets to, most important of all, checking my own personal Wi-Fi. As you know, and this hotel is no exception, hotel Wi-Fi tends to be an extraordinary amount of money. They assume you just want to check, get on for an hour, check your email and then leave. And it's about £7 an hour or something. Ridiculous. So I think that any self-respecting geek has their own form of Wi-Fi, be it, or internet connection, shall I say, be it a MiFi or a dongle or something like that. Preferably a dongle plugged into some kind of Wi-Fi router, because you want to, of course, not only run all of your devices, but your friends in neighbouring rooms as well. So, I have hit a stumbling block with the first room, and so I did actually go back and say, excuse me, can I have a room a little bit higher up? Because there was a bit of a 3G signal, but when using 3G measuring app on my iPhone, it was telling me that it was a bit lame, and then I went up to the second floor and the third floor, and I noticed that 3G was much better on all SIMs, and I carry a selection of SIMs. I can have Wi-Fi on Vodafone, which seems to be the best most places, O2 and 3, so all good, and I'm thankfully saved by a Vodafone SIM right now. Two things you can do. One, hang your MiFi in front of the mirror, because mirrors are normally silver-backed. It should act like a, not so much a parabolic dish as a parabolic platter, because it's flat. But that, I find, tends to amplify the signal a little bit more. Or do what I've done on this occasion, and always carry a double plug. So I've unplugged the television. They seem to be real skimpy on the plug sockets, and the ones by the windows tend to be those round three-pin efforts. For lights, why they don't want you to plug your own stuff into the window plug sockets, I have no idea. So I've unplugged the telly, plugged it back into my triple plug adapter, actually, and then stuck my MiFi right by the window, and it's glowing a delicious cyan, which means not only can I send data, and this audio boo in particular, but receive at a much better rate of bytes. Another thing you must do, remove immediately the biscuits, or in this case, tasty flapjacks, from the fake drawer stroke cupboard where your kettle and selection of lovely teas are. I've already had one. I'm just removing the second one. You never know when they're going to be replenished. But they won't replenish them if you haven't moved them. Flapjacks, great late-night geek food. So I've done that. I've checked the minibar, how on earth they managed to clear it during the room change, but they have. There is nothing in the minibar. They either knew I was coming, or these rooms are set up that way. Welcome to the cheap seats. No, and luckily I've brought my own in hip flask and bottle form. In fact, as I was walking up the corridor here, there was a gift hamper outside the room next door. And I just took a sneaky peek inside that gift hamper, and it was full of some mighty fine treats. The person's probably listening now, because I said that quite loud. Very nice looking bottle of whiskey. Fruit, loads of fruit. The bottom of the box was just filled with grapes and wrapped up chocolate and stuff like that. And I thought, how many people are in that room? There's no way they can afford to, you know, have got the time to eat all of that. Then right on the top, a Kodak ZI-8. No danger of that getting stolen then. This is me being a bit sore because once again my ZI-8 lens has just fallen out. Speak to Dave Buddha-Magna about that. He'll tell you all about it. So I thought that's an interesting looking hamper. So I took the bottle of whiskey out, obviously. I did put it back, but I branded it. So if you are now drinking a bottle of whiskey listening to this, And on the front of that label is a documentary avatar. That'll be me, and that'll be your whiskey. I was so tempted to open it, but I've got my own, thanks. What else do I do? Not a lot, really. I tend to check the... let me have a quick check. In the bathroom, just to see... Actually, yes, nice. Whether the soap and stuff is stealable. I know that sounds really sad, but I do a lot of travelling, and there's nothing worse than getting a travel-size shampoos and conditioners and the likes. And right here, we have a conditioning shampoo and a bath shower gel in a nice little tube. Very nice. Easy to travel with, so they tend to get part used or stuck in my bag as well. So I can write tight wad, don't I? No, just not wasteful. I've got a nice view. I can see the main entrance. So while I sit and read or sit and type, I can monitor the front of the hotel for other geeks that will be coming to the Like Minds conference, which officially starts tonight. Tomorrow, really, if you've just attended the conference. But tonight, there are dinners and get-togethers and meetings and such like. This kind of room, yes, has an iron. I might even iron a shirt. Check me out. Hope you're having a lovely time wherever you are. Yeah, more later. Slight pause. And that more later is right now, because I forgot to add. Yeah, another thing I tend to do is remove the light shade from the table lamp, which is always too dim to do anything by, and always not very good if you're doing any video blogging. So take the lampshade off and you've got a nice bit of side light, so you can video blog to your heart's content. This, even with my pliers and all the other stuff that I've got in my geek bag, the lampshade would not come off for love nor money, so I've kind of precariously balanced it on its side to give a beam of light in the right direction, which you're probably looking at now if you're looking at the photograph tagged to this audio boo. There's other stuff that I do. I tend to never turn the telly on. Don't know why I bother plugging back in. Telly's way boring when you've got the interwebs. Laters.